This podcast relates to our FEFL released in August that is entitled Projected 2013 Corn and Soybean Budgets. Budgets for corn and soybeans grown in Illinois for 2013 are now available on FarmDoc. Here in this podcast, we're going to compare the 2013 budgets to results for 2011 and projections for 2012 for corn and soybeans grown in central Illinois and high productivity farmland. For central Illinois high productivity farmland, 2013 yields are projected at 195 bushels per acre for corn and 57 bushels per acre for soybeans. Both that 195 bushel yield and 57 bushel yield for soybeans are at trend line yields. Prices used in our 2013 budgets are based on futures contracts and are $6 per bushel for corn and $12.50 per bushel for soybeans. These yields and prices result in crop revenue of $11.70 per acre for corn and $12.713 per acre for soybeans. In our budgets, no other revenues are included. In 2011 and 2012, $25 per acre were included in the budgets for direct payments. Those direct payments aren't included in the 2013 budget under the assumption that a farm bill will pass and that farm bill will not include direct payments. Non-land cost for corn are projected at $516 per acre in 2013. That's $4 per acre less than the $520 non-land cost for 2012. Fertilizer costs for 2013 are projected to be down slightly, $10 down from $165 per acre in 2012 compared to $155 per acre in 2013. Offsetting these fertilizer decreases are increases in pesticide cost, seed cost, and machinery depreciation. Non-land costs for soybeans are projected at $308 per acre for in 2013. That's $2 per acre higher than the 2012 non-land cost. Fertilizer cost, similar to corn, are projected to be down in 2013, $58 per acre in 2012 compared to $53 in 2013, so down $5 per acre. Offsetting fertilizer cost decreases are increases in pesticide cost, seed cost, and machinery depreciation. Operator and farmland returns in 2013 are projected to be $654 per acre for corn. The 2013 corn return is projected to be higher than the 2011 return, but below the 2012 return. Soybeans operator and farmland returns are projected at $405 per acre in 2013. That 2013 soybean return of $405 is below the 2012 return and the 2011 return. These fundamentals do not suggest that increases in cash rent should occur in 2013. A major difficulty in projecting 2013 returns is determining the corn and soybean prices to use in the budgets. The $6 per bushel corn price we're using and $12.50 per bushel soybean prices represent cash prices implied from futures contracts. These prices obviously could change a great deal between now and harvest time 2013, and that would result in large changes in profitability. In 2013, corn returns minus soybean returns are projected at $244 per acre. That $244 per acre is large compared to historical averages. Between 2006 through 2011, corn minus soybean returns averaged $75 per acre. And that, again, compares to $244 projected for 2013. The large projected difference in 2013 occurs because corn price is relatively high compared to soybean price. The 2012 soybean to corn price ratio is 2.08. That compares to an average of 2.38, so soybean price is much lower than corn price in relative terms. Again, whether those relative prices persist into 2013 is an open question, and obviously will depend on demand conditions and harvest in both North and South America. Whether those relative prices influence 2013 planting decision also is an open question, but current projections of corn and soybean returns for 2013 favor corn plantings over soybean plantings. To summarize here, current 2013 cost projections suggest that non-aligned cost will be roughly the same in 2013 as in 2012. Projected 2013 prices are based on futures contracts and result in projected 2013 returns of $650 per acre for corn and $405 per acre for soybean. The corn return in 2013 is between the 2011 and 2012 projected returns. The 2013 soybean return is below the 2011 and 2012 projected return. These returns do not suggest increases in cash rents. The FEFO that's included also gives, besides the table that we discussed for Central Illinois, gives tables for Northern Central Illinois with low productivity and Southern Illinois. As economic conditions change, there will be modifications to the 2013 budgets, and those will appear on FarmDoc.